That's a master saxophonist and a recording that made about 20 years ago. The saxophonist is in town tonight to play a concert in the Earshot Festival. The tune is actually even way older than that. It was Miles Davis's variations on Sweet Georgia Brown called simply Dig. We heard Lou Tabakin on tenor saxophone with Benny Green on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Louis Nash on drums, and doing the tune Dig by Miles Davis from a recording made in 1994. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. And today we're going to have part two of our preview of the current Earshot Jazz Festival. We talked with John Gilbreth a couple of weeks ago on this program about the opening of the festival. We're now into it, and a lot more music still to come, including Lou Tabakin.
You know, I'm delighted to have the veteran tenor saxophonist Lou Tabakin on the festival and coming in tonight. He's playing at Cornish College of the Arts in a trio setting with one of my favorite New York bassists, Boris Kozlov. I loved him when he had the bass chair in the Mingus Big Band. Remember
he played
that?
Mingus's bass.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah,
he played it well.
Mingus had this bass that had the lion's head on the scroll.
That's the one he put through the ceiling of the Village Vanguard. Lorraine hasn't fixed that ceiling. She's proud of that hole.
Charles Mingus punched that hole.
Exactly.
Anyhow, wonderful player. He plays with great strength and conviction. That's
and
right.
A lot of notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's also a marvelous arranger, composer, has done work notably with Toshiko Akiyoshi. In fact, they called it the Lou Tabakin Toshiko Akiyoshi Big Band. Just a veteran player, and I'm delighted to have him in. It's in a trio setting, and it's teamed up. This year we're talking about masters, monsters, and mentors on the festival. And I love this continuum of jazz where before or in addition to the institutions, the jazz education institutions, this stuff happened on a bandstand. It happened person to person. And we have a young tenor saxophonist, Ben Phlox, appearing in a double bill with Lou Tabakin. And Ben was a student of Lou's at one time.
Oh.
And so it's really fun to reunite them on this. Lou coming from the East, Ben came up in Santa Cruz, but now living in New York City as well. We continue on with Garfield High School. We'll have both Garfield and Roosevelt High Schools doing main stage concerts on the festival. And this is a tradition I am proud to do and always look forward to. And then in the middle of this week, we get into some really wonderful meat in concerts. And we're doing some free workshops at Cornish College of the Arts, which are always fascinating. They're open to the general public. And it's the artists talking about music, oftentimes in the company of students and responding to student questions. But it's general audiences. And it's fascinating to put a little context around the music.
Who's doing that?
Jackie Terrison is in with the trio. He's doing a daytime workshop. And the next night is Greg Osby. This is Wednesday and Thursday at Cornish. Jackie Terrison in a trio with another drummer that I'm really looking forward to, a younger drummer, Jamire Williams. And then Osby with a brand new quartet as well, both of them doing noon workshops at Cornish up on Capitol Hill, open to the public.
And then an evening concert the same
evening day. Evening concert the same day,
yeah, yep. Yeah. There's a guy I don't think we pay enough attention to. I'm always impressed with him when I see him. Kareem Candy,
yeah,
who's a tenor saxophonist, and he often works in an organ trio format. And he's got a gig coming up here this week, too.
I love this about Kareem. I was really knocked out the first time I worked with him. His saxophone tone is quite unlike many other. And it really is reminiscent of Dexter Gordon.
It's right? That big sound, yeah, exactly, yeah.
And he works in the company of a B3 player who I also love, Delvon Lamar. And this is going to be an organ trio in that classic sense at Tula's, which is a wonderful, wonderful room to hear that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. That's Friday night.
Yep. Let's talk about Daniel Berry.
Okay. Daniel Berry's a wonderful trumpet player and composer, and he's got a project coming up
here. A big project. It's a 19-piece band, and it's Sunday night. We're doing it at Seattle Art Museum downtown in their concert hall. I know, Jim, you recall this concert that we did, Earshot. It was my first opportunity early in my career to commission anything of the Jazz Police big band. It was a tribute to the saxophone player Jim Pepper, who was a Native American Cree from the Cree tribe from Portland. I was dazzled at this concert. I always hate to admit being surprised by things, but I was just knocked out at this concert.
I think it was the spirit of Jim Pepper was hanging over all of that, because everyone who ever knew him or heard his music was tremendously moved by it.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't help but, and that's the sort of connection that's really wonderful to build on in a concert sort of situation.
It's also the connection there for me was of time and place, and the place being Seattle, and that they tied in the Native American spirit in this. They had a Native American drum circle, but they also had spoken word part done by Princess Angeline, was it? Who was the great-granddaughter of Chief Self, the namesake of Seattle. And Daniel Berry is going to reprise one of those pieces in this Celestial Rhythms Orchestra concert. It's a 19-piece band, again, you know, A-list Seattle players, and some marvelous compositions and arrangements by Daniel Berry.
So that's next Sunday
at the
Seattle Art Museum downtown. Looking ahead to the week after that, we have Eric Rivas, we have Dave Liebman, wonderful player, a group out of Chicago led by Frank Catalano. And
there's a monster for you.
I mean, Chicago's always been get a big sound or get out of town.
Exactly. You hear about the tough Texas tenors, but they got nothing on those Chicago guys. Holy cow. This Frank Catalano is an absolute freak about saxophones, too. He's got a huge collection. He knows chapter and verse about the instrument and various aspects of it. It's just fascinating.
I've got an idea. Get Jay Thomas and Frank Catalano.
Have them go to the pawn shops and look for instruments together. Yeah, this is the jazz tradition. A lot of it, a lot of it happens on the bandstand, but not all of it. We also have a little bit more on the outside, speaking of saxophones. We got a lot of saxophone, and we are celebrating later on the 200th birthday of Adolph Sax, who himself was quite an eccentric character. But we have a tenor saxophone quartet appearing on November 1 at the chapel. It's called Battle Trance. And that's a term for the frame of mind that also harbors the thousand-yard stare of, you know, battle veterans. But it's a tenor saxophone quartet. It is not a saxophone quartet with tenor and alto and baritone and stuff. So that's going to be fascinating.
So who are these four tenor players? Can you tell me at this stage?
You know, young kind of monster players. The instigator in this is a man named Travis LaPlante. One of the other players in the quartet, Matthew Nelson, has a solo baritone saxophone CD release just out, which you would think would lose your interest quickly, but this one is absolutely compelling all the way through. It's cool stuff. Hmm. And it sounds like music with electronics, but they don't do it with electronics. Hmm. They do it with very subtle voicings. Great stuff.
Yeah. That's November 1st.
Yeah. And again, I want to refer people. I mean, we're talking about a lot of artists and a lot of dates.
A lot of locations.
The website is earshot.org. Take a look there. There's a lot of printed material still around town and a lot of coffee shops and clubs. And we're happy to answer any questions at 206-547-6763. But earshot.org is the clearinghouse for information.
Thank you, John. People, check that out because there's just a whole lot of information available there. We're going to continue this conversation in just a moment, but let's take a little break from music here at this point. One artist we haven't talked about, also playing on October 31st, same night as Frank Catalano, is another, by now, Chicago musician, formerly of Seattle, and that's trumpet player Chad McAuliffe, who'll be in with his Spin Quartet with Jeff Bradfield, Clark Summers, and Kobe Watkins out of Chicago. This is music from an earlier recording by Chad McAuliffe with Mark Taylor and Jeff Bradfield, the two saxophonists, Bill Anshel, piano, Jeff Johnson, bass, and John Bishop on drums. Chad McAuliffe on flugelhorn here, one of his compositions. This one's titled Home. Thank you. former Seattle trumpet and flugelhorn player and composer Chad McCullough. One of the recordings he made before leaving town for the Windy City. He's now making his home in Chicago, but he's going to be back to perform in the Earshot Jazz Festival. Chad McCullough heard here on flugelhorn in his composition Home, with Jeff Bradfield on tenor sax, Bill Anschel piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and John Bishop on drums, from the CD Dark Wood, Dark Water. Home. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. We're joined again today by John Gilbreth, the executive director of Earshot Jazz, whose jazz festival is rolling along here with lots of great artists. It continues through November 10th. Sort of a sax-centric jazz festival this year. Seems like even more saxophones than usual. Lots of great players. And John, you might tell us about some of the resident Seattle groups whose concerts are being included in this festival. I'm thinking in particular of the Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
They're celebrating their 20th anniversary year, and we are reprising a project we did earlier that focuses on Ray Charles and Quincy Jones.
And Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra is going to have young Grace Kelly as alto saxophone soloist, too.
She is phenomenal and still just in her early 20s, a wonderful alto saxophonist. I see in some materials, because one of the films we're doing is the film about Frank Morgan, and Frank was a mentor of Grace Kelly.
Along with Phil Woods Lee Konitz.
Well, only the best.
really was lined up with really, truly some of the best.
And it shows in her playing. Yeah, she is so accomplished. But she's absolutely charming and engaging, and it really draws you in. The Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra also doing the second year of their competition of women jazz composers that they call for submissions internationally, and have last year it was an artist from Norway. So this is the second year of that, and there will be two world premiere pieces of Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra featuring Grace Kelly.
Talking about the sax angle here, Sax in the City, tell us about that. I think this is going to knock a lot of people out.
We're just going to do a lot of like flash mob concerts, but it's kind of old school. But we do have Anton Schwartz in town just coming up after that, and his new release is called Flash Mob. But more contemporary sensibility would call them pop-up concerts. And we're just going to do these around town, various places, various artists, various times, outside in public, inside in public.
In elevators?
Right. That's an old joke, but we're not even going to say it. Yeah, we're going to celebrate the 200th birthday of Adolf Sax, and he himself was idiosyncratic, I guess is a nice term for it. He invented an instrument that's so ubiquitous in jazz, and it so much kind of defines what jazz is now, but it is a weird invention if you just came from outer space and you're just looking at something that somebody blows in one end of it.
A brass instrument with a reed? Are you kidding?
Right, and the keys going, So that's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. We're doing this all over town.
Put this date on your calendar, Thursday, November 6th.
Make sure you're
out and around to run into that.
Yeah, and if you see a saxophonist on the street, be kind.
Okay. And Pharoah Saunders, who's just one of the most fabulous saxophonists out there today.
Absolutely a monster, and has been, you know, very much a mentor to, again, a whole generation of saxophonists. 50 years Pharoah's been on the scene. As you well know, you recorded him in his early days with John Coltrane in that absolutely ferocious music that Coltrane and that larger ensemble was making. I just heard that new issue of that Temple University concert, and it's I've heard a lot of music, but I even had to kind of back up a little bit. But Pharoah, you know, it's a not really shredding in that very aggressive manner anymore. His tone is absolutely immediately identifiable. He has always been like questing and searching, and you know, that spirit is palpable in every note that he plays. Still around, going strong, playing major concerts around the world. I understand he's got some cataract issues. He's not reading charts so well, but that's never been a thing for Pharoah anyway. So it's a great quartet. He works regularly with the piano player William Henderson. So that's going to happen. Pharoah coming up from the Bay Area, but we're bringing in two New Yorkers that also regular people playing with Pharoah Saunders. November 7th, Friday night at Town Hall, and that'll be a magical night.
That's going to be a very,
very
special
very
night.
Popular so far.
And one of the last people to appear in the festival is also a guy who is very big on the scene these days, and as a matter of fact, has a new album that's just going to be hitting just about the same time he does
this
the concert
This is Miguel
here.
Zenon, alto saxophonist. You see him with the SF Jazz Collective, and we've done some other concerts with his more traditional Puerto Rican bomba y plena ensembles. But Miguel is a MacArthur Genius Award winner, and in my mind, his genius, aside from being just an astounding jazz saxophonist, is his ability to interweave traditions, jazz traditions, traditional Puerto Rican musical traditions, in a way that it's absolutely respectful and embellishing of all sides. Yeah, right. And his new release continues that. It's called Identities Are Changeable, and it looks at people's individual identities and cultural identities and racial identities through the music. He's always got a wonderful group with him, and I especially love his piano player, Luis Perdomo, who is a veteran South American piano player with the German bassist whose name I have to look at.
Hans Goloschnig?
Yes, there you go. Yeah, that's again at Cornish College of the Arts, and almost wrapping us up on 11:10. Mm-hmm. At Cornish, Miguel Zenon.
Fabulous festival. It runs right on through November 11th with a big wrap-up party on the 11th at the Musiquarium at the Triple Door.
Everyone's welcome. I doubt we'll have any leftover cake, but you wouldn't want it anyway a month later.
Oh, yeah, not by that stage.
Jim, thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure.
Delighted to be here. Yeah. Thank you for everything that you do for jazz in this city and around the world. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you. And again, for more information, earshot.org. Complete information there. There are printed brochures and, of course, the Earshot magazine with detailed information about each of the artists, too.
It itself is a monster.
Carry on, John.
The mother of all issues.
It sounds great. Okay.
Thanks, Jim.
John Gilbreth, the executive director of Earshot Jazz. The Earshot Jazz Festival is in progress and continuing through November 11th. Be sure to check out some of the wonderful offerings in this sax-centric jazz festival going on right now. Coming up is some music from the new recording by Miguel Zenon we've been talking about, and we'll also hear some classic Pharoah Saunders. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU.
Tell me your name, where you were born and raised, and where your family's from.
My name is Patricia Zenon. I was born and raised in Bronx, New York, and my family is from Puerto Rico. Santurce, both of my parents.
Okay, so I'm Juan Flores. I was actually born in Virginia. In Alexandria, Virginia, near D.C., because my father was working in D.C. But within a few years, the family moved to New York. So my father is Puerto Rican from the old school. He was born in 1900 in Barceloneta. My mother is Hungarian, so I'm a Hungarican, as they're called. And what I found out much more recently is that there's actually a lot of Hungaricans, because the Hungarian neighborhood in New York is right adjacent to Manhattan.
My name is Lucas Curtis. I was born in Hartford, Connecticut, raised Windsor, Connecticut, right outside of Hartford. My dad was born in New London, Connecticut, so he's from there, but origins from the West Indies. And my mother's born in Puerto Rico, Lourdes, Puerto Rico.
My name is Bonafide Rojas. So I was born and raised in the Bronx in October of 1977. And I grew up in the Grand Concourse section of the Bronx. My mother was born in Wanaka in 1950. And my father was born in Santurce in 48.
is Sonia Manzano. I was born in Manhattan, but raised in the Bronx. So I think of myself as a Bronx girl. My parents, my mother is from Caguas, and my father from Manatí. And they came over in the 40s.
My name is Camilo Neto Molina Gaetan. I was born and raised in East Harlem, New York, better known as El Barrio. My family, I'm third generation Puerto Rican in New York. My grandparents, I was born from Miami, Puerto Rico, San Jose, Puerto Rico. And my mother, my parents were born here in New York.
So my name is Alejandro Rodriguez, but everyone calls me Alex. And I was born in New York. My parents are both from Puerto Rico. I should know what parts of Puerto Rico they're from, and they've told me before, but I don't remember.
We'll be right back.
Favreau Saunders, an amazing player over a long, long career. He's going to be playing in Seattle as part of the Earshot Festival. He will be at Town Hall on November 7th. We heard him playing a great tune written by Billy Eckstein called I Want to Talk About You. Before that, we heard the overture from Miguel Zenon's new CD, which is titled Identities Are Changeable. And that piece titled De Donde Vienes, Where Are You From?, the overture to that suite of music by Miguel Zenon, who is going to be playing in Seattle at the Pancho Concert Hall at the Cornish College of the Arts on Capitol Hill on November 10th, both part of the Earshot Jazz Festival, currently in progress through November 11th here in Seattle. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Still another great saxophonist who's appearing during the Earshot Jazz Festival is Dave Liebman, who's an NEA jazz master, and he was part of Miles Davis' band in the 70s, and a very inspiring saxophonist for sure. And he's going to be appearing here with his new band and longtime collaborator, Tony Marino, and three players who are fairly new to Dave Liebman's band, Bobby Avey, the pianist, and reed player Matt Vashalashin, and drummer Alex Ritz. And this will be at the Pancho Concert Hall on Thursday, October 30th. There's also a free noontime masterclass available at the Pancho Theater as well on the same day, Thursday, October 30th. Here's Dave Liebman in an earlier group from an album titled In a Mellow Tone, and this is with Vic Juris on guitar, the aforementioned Tony Marino on bass, and Jamie Haddad is the drummer. And this is a Dave Liebman composition titled Vamp to Life. Thank you.
Thank you.
couple more saxophonists who are appearing in this very saxophonic jazz festival, which is going on right now, the Earshot Jazz Festival. Anton Schwartz just heard his tune called Swamp Thang, with Schwartz on tenor, Dominic Farinacci on trumpet, Taylor Eichste piano, John Shiflett bass, and Lorca Hart on drums. Anton Schwartz is going to be appearing at Tula's on November 7th and 8th as part of the Earshot Festival. And before that, we were listening to Dave Liebman on tenor sax with his group, including Vic Juris on guitar, Tony Marino on bass, Jamie Haddad on drums, and a tune titled Vamp to Life by Dave Liebman. Dave Liebman will be playing at the Poncho Concert Hall, Cornish College of the Arts, on October 30th. For more information about the Earshot Jazz Festival, which continues through November 11th, pick up a brochure or call the festival hotline, or you can see a complete outline on their website at earshot.org. The festival hotline is 206-547-6763 or earshot.org. Next week here on Jazz Northwest, we're going to be listening to a concert by the Arts and Crafts Group of Matt Wilson, a wonderful band that we recorded last summer at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend. That's next week right here on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next.